Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I get pretty defensive about my home state, but I live in Nevada. And when I hear that Nevada ranks number one as the most quote-unquote sinful state, come on. Okay, like I've been around. I've been to the Midwest. I've been to California. I've been to Florida. I've been to Alaska. Okay, I've seen sin everywhere. Really? Nevada? And Wallet Hub had done this survey looking at the most sinful states. And, you know, Nevada, just Las Vegas alone, you know how we're called Sin City? Southern Nevada, I think, has over 1,300 churches and religious organizations. Really? Sin City? I haven't seen so many churches and religious institutions in my life. And that's just Southern Nevada alone. But this is an interesting study that Wallet Hub does some cool stuff here. And where they did their methodology to determine the most sinful states, they looked at a variety of things. They looked at anger and hatred, such as violent crimes per capita, sex offenders, bullying rates, hate groups. They looked at jealousy, you know, thefts, identity fraud. They looked at excesses and vices, obesity, fast food establishments, excessive drinking, marijuana use, retail opioid prescriptions dispensed, overdose deaths, debt to income ratio. They looked at greed, such as casinos, charitable donations, gambling disorders, embezzlement. They looked at lust. For lust, they rated teen birth rate. Google search Google searches for porn. Average time spent on adult entertainment sites. They looked at vanity, number of hairdressers. Okay, we have a lot of hairdressers and hairstylists in Nevada. Really? Is that why we're the most sinful? Are you kidding me? Personal care, nail salons, Google searches for plastic surgeries. I guess, yeah. Consumer expenditures on makeup. And then laziness, share of adults not exercising, average weekly hours worked, our volunteer rates, time spent watching TV, our high school graduation rate. So they looked at a whole variety of metrics, which is, it's fascinating. But in terms of the results, the most, shall we say, sinful states, number one was Nevada. Not because of anger and hatred and violent crime, not because of jealousy, but the greed. Okay, the greed part of it ranked us. Lust came in third. We came in third. Excess and vices came in third. Louisiana came in first for that. But the top, quote, sinful states were Nevada, Louisiana, California, Florida, and Tennessee. Then came South Carolina, Texas, Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Delaware. If we're going to round up the final 10 states, Minnesota came in 40. Connecticut, Iowa, Nebraska, Utah, South Dakota, Vermont, Maine, Idaho, New Hampshire, and Wyoming was the least sinful state. Now, interesting, I was just in Omaha. There were marijuana dispensaries everywhere. There were gentlemen's clubs. I mean, in fact, the kids took a double take going, I forget, you know, they're everywhere. And by the way, Las Vegas had been called Sin City as a marketing ploy, where you could come here and sin. No, nobody in Vegas wants you to come here and sin. We want you to watch a show. We want you to enjoy an amazing meal. We want you to go to the mountains nearby or to the lake nearby and enjoy nature. And yes, if you want to gamble and you want to try your luck, because we don't have lottery and other things, you guys have access to lottery, you have riverboat casinos, but here you don't have to be on a boat to gamble. You could be in, you could be on land in a beautiful casino. Yeah, I get, you know, prostitution, you know, legalized prostitution, you know, but when you look at other states where there's rampant prostitution, what makes us more quote unquote sinful? And so it's interesting that the term sin is being used for obesity, for purchasing and using marijuana. Isn't marijuana legal in a lot of states now? So, no, I'm not criticizing Wallet Hub. Very, very cool. You know, and some of their metrics, you know, they looked at crime, violent crime. So, for example, the violent crimes per capita, New Mexico was number one. Alaska, Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, the fewest violent crimes per capita. Wyoming, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Maine. So that's interesting. In terms of thefts per capita, Washington State, then Colorado, New Mexico, Oregon, Louisiana, whereas the fewest thefts per capita was West Virginia, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and the fewest thefts were Idaho. Now, excessive drinking, Montana came in number one, not Nevada. Excessive drinking, Montana, North Dakota, Vermont, Iowa, Wisconsin. Gambling disorders, Nevada was number five. Mississippi came in number one for gambling disorder. Then came Minnesota, Kansas, New Jersey, Nevada. Average time spent on adult entertainment sites. Number one was Mississippi. Number two was Hawaii. Then came Arkansas, Alabama, Louisiana. Beauty salons. Florida, number one for beauty salons. New York. Then came Pennsylvania, California, New Jersey. I don't get why beauty salons, because of vanity. Look, I've cut my hair myself. It's a mess. You guys have seen me do my own hair, do my own roots. It's horrible. Yes, I am going to go to a beauty salon because I need some beauty, okay? I think wanting to be beautiful is not a sin. Percent of adults not exercising. Mississippi, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Alabama, and West Virginia came top five. Colorado, most active, as was Utah. So I understand it was a marketing ploy, but Vegas, Las Vegas, and Nevada has so much more that I think we could start getting rid of the whole Sin City and the whole sinful moniker, because there's so much more to Nevada. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. But don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I had some nuts on the break. I got some nuts in my teeth. So I don't want to be spewing nuts. All right. So this next segment has been obviously very chaotic. And DEI in medical schools, has been something that has been debated, misconstrued, misimplemented, and it's been very, very confusing. I've had students complain, saying that they don't want politics in school. I had students complain to me when I would try teaching them Spanish. Why are we speaking Spanish? Our patients should, speak English. And there's been a lot of confusion as to what needs to be done in terms of healthcare and diversity, equity, inclusion. and it's starting to become a mess. What's happening in politics right now is there are two Republican GOP members. They are representatives that are going to sponsor a bill to stop legislation of federal funding for medical schools that compel medical schools to, quote, uphold colorblind admission processes. Oh, wait a second. They say American medical schools are the best in the world and no place for discrimination. The Educate Act compels medical schools and accrediting agencies to uphold colorblind admission processes and prohibits the coercion of students who hold certain political opinions. Diversity strengthens medicine, but not if it's achieved through exclusionary practices. Medicine is about serving others and doing the best job possible in every circumstance. We cannot afford to sacrifice the excellence and quality of medical education at the hands of prejudice and divisive ideology. Now, that's what the two Republican congressmen have suggested. And so what they want to do is ensure that schools are not, one, discriminating against anybody, and two, not forcing or coercing individuals to feel like they have to do one thing or another. So I wanted to introduce medical Spanish. And there was, and the reason why I wanted to teach the medical students medical Spanish is I self-taught when I was in medical school because so many of my patients didn't speak English. And to wait for an interpreter, at the time, I think you had to call an AT&T interpreter and wait on the phone for someone to be available. And it was so difficult to not communicate with my patients. Plus, I wanted to make sure I could understand what they were saying. So I told my students, as I've trained them for years, that you might want to learn your own, you want to learn the language yourself so that you can understand what they're saying. You know, I can't tell you how many times I had a family member interpret for somebody else, and the family member told us what they wanted, not what the patient wanted. Okay, who's the best advocate for the patient? The patient. And so I'm a huge, huge fan of us learning medical Spanish, but that's not what seems to be what all of this controversy is about. And so we have to be really, really careful with any laws as it pertains to medical schools, because I have always tried to teach patients and teach students that women, men, people of different demographics may have different attitudes towards medicine, may have different renal function, may have different cardiac function. And so medical schools have been very good up until recently, explaining that, look, many people of the Latina population may use Botanicas. One thing I picked up very early on is many patients who were Latino or Latina did not necessarily embrace the concept of being on a medicine for life. They said, yo tomé la medicina, I took the medicine, and they were done. But no, unfortunately, this medication you have to be on a continuous basis. And so you have to understand the cultural differences. Many of my Latino patients did not want epidurals. And I had seen other residents and doctors, make fun of and go, oh gosh, these patients are so loud and, they're screaming. I was never this loud when I gave birth. I go, you don't understand. They don't want an epidural. They believe it might hurt the baby, so they're trying to do it natural. Let them scream. That's how they handle their pain. And so I've noticed in my training and over the years in the healthcare field that there's been a lot of naivety on different cultures, on different races. And so that needs to always be taught. Renal function could differ. I said for years, Black men might need to be screened for prostate cancer and colon cancer sooner than Caucasians because their cancer might be more aggressive. So these are things that have to be automatic in school. But I am hearing from students, and we are seeing that it's taken a more political twist, a political turn. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. All right? You could actually hurt the demographics you're trying to help when you're going about it wrong. When you're saying, look, we're only going to we're only going to right now entertain applications of this demographic, of this. There's some really good people out there that could be fantastic physicians, and you're really going to limit them based on the color of their skin, based on their race. Okay, we don't do that. And so, you know, there's, I think, you know, we are so trying to not replicate what happened in this country that was hideous back in the 60s, 50s, 40s, all the way back, and still continues to be, that we're going the opposite direction. When you had a student brag publicly that she stuck a person twice, which I really don't think she did. I think she was just trying to be a part of a conversation, who asked her about her pronouns because she had a pronoun pin. That scared people. Patients don't, when you saw there was, she was a Toro graduate from, I think, New York, and she was bragging about how she could now give Jews, I think she could prescribe, you know, Jews medicines to kill them or something like that. There was some story that happened where there was a graduate and she was not Jewish. She was of a different ethnicity. That scared people because they're like, wait a second. I thought doctors and medical professionals are non-judgmental. They're not going to, you know, retaliate against you. That's how I was trained. I was working ER. Some guy had a big swastika on his chest. All right, the guy's an idiot. I still helped save his life. Yeah. What if that tattoo wasn't a tattoo he really wanted to have? What if he was held down and somebody put the tattoo on him? My job is not to discern what somebody's political party is, what somebody's ideology is. How many patients said, oh, I don't want a woman. Oh, I don't want a Jew. I don't want this. Look, I'm here to save your life. If you don't want me, we can find somebody else. No big deal. But if you want my help, I'm here to give help. Okay, I understand everybody. You know, there's Dallas Cowboy fans. There's Commander fans. There's Eagle fans. There's Steeler fans. I'm not going to treat you differently because you don't like the Dallas Cowboys. Who cares? I mean, you know, we're humans. You know, you might not use a condom and get an STI or get pregnant. We don't judge. You might use drugs and overdose. Who cares? We're here to treat you. Non-judgmental. And so I think what people are worried about is that there's a judgmental element in some of the training. It might not be the DEI training, but some of the other training. And so when you hear, you know, students are told, look, we're supposed to fight racism. So if we see somebody racist, we're supposed to do something. And I'm like, so yeah, somebody using racist terminology, what is the criteria? What, you know, what, well, like a MAGA hat isn't racist. An American flag isn't racist. So what is being taught or what is being embraced or what is being, you know, medical schools are supposed to be about the medicine. And I also get that some of the senators or Congress, some of the legislators want to make sure that the medical students are, you know, having all time spent on educating them on health and on medical, you know, and so, you know, politics, I get there, you know. Most medical schools have clubs. There's pro-life clubs and there's pro-choice clubs. There's Republican, there's Democrat. I love that about schools. Let them have that diversity. Let them have the option. You could still be politically passionate. I think that's fine. But a school has to, for all of these students, ensure that they don't mistreat somebody, that they don't use personal biases, but that they understand there's cultural differences. So I'll see what happens with this, and we'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Donald Trump is not accepting the judge's decision to keep Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis on the Georgia election interference case. Trump's attorneys have filed to appeal the judge's decision, which allowed Willis to remain as long as Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade walked off the case. Trump's legal team is trying to have the case dismissed and Willis removed due to her romantic relationship with Wade. Trump says once again his comments are being taken out of context by the news media to make him look bad. USA John Schaefer.
Trump is sharply criticizing Democrats and the media for their portrayal of remarks he delivered over the weekend at a rally in Ohio. Trump stirred controversy by suggesting there would be a bloodbath in the event of his defeat in November's election, clarifying that he was specifically referring to the potential devastation of the auto industry under a second term for President Biden.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. We are getting your questions and your comments. We will get to them. I know we got a lot of stories to talk about. I know it's kind of very frustrating right now, thinking that our healthcare system is very politicized. It's been happening for a while. Politics have been playing ever since I could remember. I mean, especially with Obamacare. But again, you know, you still have some choices. Until we go socialized, you do have choices. And at all, if at all you feel like your medical provider is not giving you unbiased care, you find a new one. If you think they don't like you because of the color of your skin or because of your political affiliation or because, you know, you have, a flag on your, you know, or your sexual orientation or whatever, you have choices. For now, I just hope we don't go socialize, and I hope we, when we go socialize, I fear we're going to have fewer choices in terms of medical providers than we do now. I feel that they're going to really, really limit the options that people have, and so I've keep hearing from people that they've loved their doctor and their doctor has left. I don't know how to keep doctors in practice. People are retiring left and right. I closed my office. It was Obamacare. It wasn't COVID. It was Obamacare that did it in 2016. I left my practice. But you still have choices right now. Just, I understand it's not easy. There's a measles alert that has been now going on for a while, as we are seeing rises in measles, and people have been very kind of concerned about how this is happening. And so the CDC has issued an alert to public health officials warning that the number of U.S. measles cases have already, and we're talking March, so this year, the U.S. measles cases have already matched the full number we had last year for all of 2023. So CDC said from January 1st to March 14th, the CDC has been notified of 58 confirmed U.S. cases across 17 jurisdictions, including 7 outbreaks in 7 jurisdictions, compared to last year's 58 total cases and 4 outbreaks. Now, of the 58 cases that we're dealing with right now, 93% were linked to international travel. Many countries, including travel destinations like Austria, the Philippines, Romania, UK, are experiencing measles outbreaks. The health agency said most cases reported in the U.S. have been among children aged 12 months or older who have not received the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. Now, that's obviously very important to know that most of the cases are among those who were unvaccinated. But a question I have is, so why are the vaccinated kids getting it? I mean, one thing we've seen with these measles outbreaks, like the one that apparently originated in Disneyland when some tourists came to Disneyland years ago, some of the patients were vaccinated. So why? That's the question we need to ask. Why are vaccinated individuals getting measles? We know measles is contagious. It's a virus. Could cause multiple complications, swelling of the brain, infertility, pneumonia. Most of the symptoms are myalgias, fever, rash, runny nose, things like that. But why are vaccinated individuals getting it? I understand the CDC, you'll see the media will say most of the patients are vaccinated. Okay, most are. How many? 51%? 99%? If it was 99%, they would tell us. But when they say most are, then I'd like to know the number. Because we have a vaccination protocol that is in place to obviously protect us. It's not 100%. But as I said years ago, when there was the first kind of measles outbreak that came out that was large and we think might have been originated out of tourists who went to Disneyland, if we're dealing with a newer strain, if our vaccines are out of date, we need to know about that. Nobody wants to take a vaccine that's outdated. That's why you see individuals not that excited about the COVID vaccine. If it's not managing the current strain, people don't want to take the risk. And there are risks to vaccines, fewer than what the illness could do, but nothing is 100% safe. So the CDC says to prevent measles infection and reduce the risk of community transmission from importation, all U.S. residents traveling internationally, regardless of destination, should be current on their MMR vaccines. Healthcare providers should ensure children are current on routine immunizations, including MMR. Now, are any of the individuals that are coming illegal? Are any of the individuals bringing infectious disease in illegal? Now, they're saying these are Americans who decided to travel, went on vacay, came back, had measles. But I would like to see a little bit more data. One alert came from a measles outbreak that occurred in Florida at an elementary school in Weston. So the CDC is had to also deploy personnel to combat a measles outbreak at a migrant detention center in Chicago. So if we are bringing in certain illnesses and our population is not protected because we have older vaccines or we're under vaccinated or we think the vaccine is doing the right job because of obesity or because we're administering it with other vaccines and might not be working, we need to know about that. And we also need to screen individuals when they do travel internationally. I know a lot of public officials are, well, we're already kind of a melting pot. We already have people from all over. There's no way or time to screen every international flight. Well, we could start at the border. And we used to do it at Ellis Island. But when parents ask me, you know, how do I know the vaccine is going to work? You're giving the vaccine with six other vaccines today. I'm like, good question. I mean, when I got my MMR vaccine as a kid, I think that was the only shot I got at that doctor visit. Now, people ask, if you are getting multiple vaccines at the same time, will you build immunity? The answer is yes, you will. Because how it works is you have your T cells, they identify the antigen, they learn the antigens, and then they prepare for it. So you could be exposed to you could walk into a classroom, a third grade classroom, and be exposed to influenza, COVID, strep, pneumococcal pneumonia, streptococcal pneumonia, H flu, and your body will make, you know, will respond. So the reason why public officials and healthcare providers are okay with multiple vaccines being done at the same time is you will gain immunity. Now the question is it going to be as good as just getting the separate shot? Some studies say, no, it doesn't matter. I mean, polio, we haven't seen kids get polio and they got their polio vaccine with a bunch of other shots. But that's a question we have to ask as it pertains to the MMR. If you get your MMR at age 1 and age 4, when you get roughly around that time, 12 to 15 months, 3 to 4 years old or 3 to 5 years old, if you're getting your MMR booster, is there a difference with weight? Is there a difference on where you get it? Is there a difference with how many you're getting? And maybe it didn't matter in the 60s, but maybe it matters now. So, we should be able to ask questions. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be.
Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I got to tell you, Elon Musk, he is fascinating, just absolutely fascinating. And he has brought up his ketamine use and how not only his ketamine use helps him, but it also helps his investors. Like, we all should be rallying behind this. This is a good move for all of us, especially for those of us with Tesla stock. So I'm sure people are saying, shh, let sleeping dogs lie. Dr. Dahlia, don't be talking about this. Why not? Why don't we talk about, you know, ketamine and how it works and why Elon Musk finds it so beneficial? So there's a video, there's a interview in which he was asked about, I think, his moods and his, shall we say, depression, or what he provides as chemical tides. And he says, there are times when I have sort of a negative chemical state in my brain, like depression, I guess. And so he uses a small amount of ketamine once every other week, so every 2 weeks. Now, I could just see people, injectable form or infusion form. I mean, you thought people went crazy over Wegovy and diet injections. I am sure people are going to want ketamine as well. And we have to really slow our roll with this one, because there can be some serious side effects as well as overdosing. But Elon Musk said ketamine is useful for getting one out of a negative frame of mind. He refers to his depression as, quote unquote, chemical tides, and saying it wasn't negative news. He was in an interview with former CNN anchor Don Lemon, that his ketamine was also beneficial for his business. He said, from the standpoint of Wall Street, what matters is execution. From the investor standpoint, if there is something I'm taking, I should keep taking it. Now, not only does he own Twitter and X, he owns Tesla, SpaceX. And so he does get his prescription legally. He gets it from a medical doctor. He says he doesn't abuse it. He says if you take too much ketamine, you can't get work done. And I have a lot of work. So, you know, it's interesting because ketamine, it's been approved as an anesthetic since the 1970s, and now we're getting approval for use for depression in very certain settings. There was a medical doctor in my neck of the woods who was using it to anesthetize patients and sleep with them. So ketamine has been a drug, and a drug on the street, for a long time. And it's not something that we've used a lot in medical scenarios, but just like marijuana, when there's a possible medical application or a health benefit, now is the time where people are looking at it, saying, well, we might want to think about that. And with depression, yes, a lot of depression can be somebody died, something happened to you, you lost a job. But there, you know, many individuals that suffer from depression, they say, I don't want to be depressed. I have nothing to be depressed about. I have a good job, good family. I just can't get my brain to quit feeling this way. And so chemically, you know, we have medications that might help with that, you know, such as our selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors to help improve our serotonin. But you have other individuals who say, look, it's not that I need a medicine every day. It's I'm doing fine. And then all of a sudden, I'm in a bad place. If I could take something when I'm in that bad place, go to it, get out of that bad place, I don't need to then drink. I don't need to be on. I don't need to overeat. I don't need to call out of work. I don't need to, you know, I just need what I need. Like when I'm hungry, I could eat something. If I have a headache, I could take a medication. So there's going to be this transition, my prediction, to ketamine. I'm not saying that's the best thing and the best decision for this, but right now we have been treating depression as, oh, we're going to do therapy, we're going to try to prevent the depression, prevent the drops, but that's not what people want. People don't want to go to their doctor for a physical anymore, if you notice. They just want to go online when they need the doctor. They don't want to buy health insurance preventatively. They just want to buy the health insurance when they need it. Hey, you know, people don't want to necessarily you know, be on something that could cause them weight gain, affect their erections, cause other side effects. But ketamine in and of itself can have side effects as well. And you have to be really careful in terms of overdosing. So ketamine overdose, you could undergo respiratory depression. You could be exhausted. You could become, we call it in a stupor. You could go into a coma. You could seize. Your blood pressure could drop. You could go into cardiac arrest. You could stop breathing. So ketamine overdose can kill. We don't have a lot of ketamine overdoses documented because, again, it hasn't been that easy to obtain, and there's so many other drugs that people are getting and using. But if you mix ketamine with something else, that could be serious. And I don't think we have enough studies where we have clinical trials saying, look, if you're on this medication, or you're using marijuana, or you're drinking, or you're doing this, you know, what level of ketamine can be lethal? We don't have a lot of those studies. So your ketamine use has to be watched. And so, you know, with our, let's say, as I said before, our transitioning to opening up a cupboard and grabbing an aspirin, or going to the doctor and saying, okay, I need this. It's fascinating what that will do. And there's, like I said, multiple schools of thought thinking that that might be the way of the future. When you feel sad, when you feel bad. The problem I have with that is some people with true depression, they may not want to fix themselves, or might not realize that they need fixing. So some of us might say, oh, I've had a bad day. I can't have a bad day. I got to go to work. Let me take something to feel better. But you have other individuals that say, this isn't me. I can't fix this with me. It's all of you. It's all of this. And unless you all change, I won't. So why should I put something in my body? And unfortunately, you know, if somebody, you know, doesn't think they have power or control to, let's say, go for a run to feel better, or grab some vegetables, you know, or drink a glass of water can help with the mood, or get some better sleep, then they could be at higher risk for severe depression, suicide, etc. So we don't want to replace any of our current treatments. We definitely don't want to replace therapy. I think therapy is so, so applicable, and not only for people that struggle with mental health. People that don't struggle with mental health issues, I think, could use therapy. Now, wouldn't it be great if you could, you know, see somebody once a week and say, okay, this is how my week went. Did I do this right? I said something stupid. Was it really that stupid? Was it, how I reacted to this? Was that the right thing? You know, we also need reinforcement on when we're doing something right. My child ticked me off. Instead of spanking him, I did this. Was that strong enough? Was that parental enough? Or I think we all need advice. And I think we all need to talk through things. We use our friends for therapy. We use our family members for therapy. The dog. Dog will come up being all happy. Like, you know, yay, you know, my day was awesome. How was yours? Like, you really want to hear about my day? Well, this is what happened. First, you woke me up in the middle of the night. Then your cat brother or sister woke me up. I tripped over somebody's spit and vomit. And then this happened to me at work. When I'm done, the dog and the cat are like, you know what? I think I'm going to pass on the listening to Mama's Day. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines. Instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families, we all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.